The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-carat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the mugshot heard around the world. I think the Democrats made a mistake here. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA. That is tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. We are the largest movement, thanks to you. Get involved, get engaged, tpusa.com, that is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email me directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab to get your Never Surrender shirt. Very important episode. Text it to your friends. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. If you are a sunshine patriot, if you are someone that just wants happy talk, Charlie, I wish we could go back to calmer days. Well, this is not the program for you. You have to have the stomach, the stones, and the spine to save the country. Said that yesterday in the Visalia speech. Great people. Packed house. 1,300 people showed up. And some people were even saying, Charlie, this is too intense for me. Can we just kind of go to an island and sip a pina colada and allow America to get over this? In fact, Ben Collins tweeted that out yesterday. He said, can we just go to an island and let America get whatever is in it out of its system? Yeah. Waste the time. Get out of the way. We're going to win. They're going to lose. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. We're dedicating the rest of our life to this fight. Do you want happy talk? If you want false promises, if you want hopium, it's just going to take another. Get out of the way. We're not asking you to storm the beaches of Normandy. We're asking you to get engaged, get involved. Look, there's so many different dynamics that are happening here. As you could tell, we have a new visitor. We have probably the most famous now mugshot in the history of all mugshots behind us. A symbol, an icon. And by the way, we're selling all sorts of different merchandise associated with it. By the way, for a reason, I'll tell you the psychological reason. You guys can go to charliekirk.com. You guys could check out that link and get your merch with the mugshot on there. Look, they created a symbol. It's interesting. Jack Smith and Alvin Bragg did not take the bait. When you study the left and you fight the left, you realize they don't have any self-control. They do not have discipline. Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith were at least smart enough to say, yeah, we probably don't need the mugshot. Now, understand that the idea of a mugshot is so that we know who the criminal is, so that if they go out on bail, that you can go find that person. That is the idea of a mugshot. This was totally unnecessary, but they fell for it. When I heard that they were going to give Donald Trump a mugshot, I said, we are dealing with morons. And obviously we are. We got Big Fannie Willis and her pack of thugs, not very smart people. Oh, save and send. They can't help it because they're driven by hatred, by revenge. They're driven by this pathological, diabolical energy. This is not about justice. Big Fannie Willis, you could tell this is about something bigger than that. In fact, Joy Reid is even alluding to it. Joy Reid goes on TV And she says, oh, you know, this is the greatest prosecutor out there. She's bringing in anti-white sentiments into it. There's something else going on here that is bigger than justice. We know that. So they had a decision to make. They could have said, you know, there's probably a fair amount of pictures of Donald Trump if he doesn't make good on bond. That's why you do a mugshot. You do a mugshot as a booking in case you have to go find that person so that the authorities can identify them. And so they had a decision to make. And let's just be honest. Has any person in the history of the planet been photographed more than Trump? Is this really a necessary thing? But they did it anyway. They did it because they wanted to try to send a statement that I'm a big fan of Willis and I'm in charge of Fulton County. Yeah, okay, we know. This is your moment to shine. Because she's a small person acting like, well, she's actually not that small. She's got a big fanny. But she's acting like a big person. And they fell for it. Newt Gingrich even said that Big Fannie Willis got a call from Washington, D.C. to rush this, to expedite this. And this is one of the reasons why I believe we can defeat these people. Why we can win against these people. One of the reasons why I believe we can win is because they are not disciplined. These are desperate people. This was a massive mistake. This is now, without a doubt, one of the most famous images in the history of American politics. One of the things that the left doesn't understand, we famously say the left can't meme because they don't understand aesthetics or memetics. They're ugly people. Just look at them. Just look at MSNBC. It's a grotesque group of people. They don't understand the visual very well. It's interesting for people that control Hollywood and control a lot of the visual medium, they don't understand the power of the symbol. In fact, one of the reasons why we defeated Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016 is we understood the meme war, and we joke around that. And, you know, some boomers say, I don't understand this meme stuff. It's fine. You guys use memes all the time. But the meme war is the idea of communicating a deeply held truth in a very simple way. It cuts straight to the issue. They did not have to do this. And I'm not angry about it. I'm actually thrilled. The fact that now Donald Trump has the mugshot has now created the symbol, the icon. What we have been saying is that he represents a movement. Play cut 168.
Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. So much of our configuration politically comes from our orientation of stories, symbols, and icons. And now the icon, the below the surface story that's happening here is that the Democrats are the nerdy hall monitors that are going around and stopping anybody from either having fun or being normal. They're over prosecuting the rules. They are the ones that are using power against the innocent. This means that they are open for historic mockery, historic amounts of ridicule, and we are going to participate in that. They are putting a controversial figure into a place where they actually might now become more likable and more sympathetic. Think of all the protest imagery historically. That Buddhist monk who burned himself to the death in the streets of Vietnam to protest the U.S.-backed government. 30 years later, he was on the cover of a Rage Against the Machine album. Today, Donald Trump's mugshot is the Rage Against the Machine cover shot. And it's not Rage Against the Machine. It's Rage Against the Regime. And they are so stupid for doing this. Joy Reid thinks it's wonderful. She thinks, and I'll play that clip. It's laughable. But they are so dumb to give us the symbol. That right there will now be the bat symbol of the resistance, the actual resistance of the dissidents. I have said for a while, you have to think like a dissident in your own country. We are under enemy occupation, occupation of the pride flag, occupation of out of control DAs. And they fell for it, and they're going to keep falling for it. These are sloppy people. They are imprecise because they're driven by the worst, the lower impulses, the lower nature of society. Much more to cover here as we rage against the regime. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/Charlie. That is paxfg.com/Charlie. PaxFG.com/Charlie. Okay, a lot of questions about, Charlie, how do we get these t-shirts? Okay. You go to members.charliekirk.com, and for every annual member that joins, we'll send you this shirt, and we're also going to be sending out more information, if you want, about the mugshot shirts that we're doing as well. So you can also, as simply as go to charliekirk.com, follow the prompts to become an annual member. And when you do, we will send you one of these shirts. Never surrender. This should give you some hope, everybody. As long as we do not surrender, if we do not allow our will to be broken, we can defeat these people. I could tell you the crowd that I saw in California last night from the grassroots energy, people really understand what's going on here. In fact, what frustrates me is that the people get it far better than the leaders do. The people are asking me, Charlie, why are Republican AGs not indicting Democrats? I say, I don't know. They say, Charlie, why are Republican DAs not indicting Democrats? I say, I don't know. They get it. You, the audience, are on the mark right now. So Fannie Willis had a decision to make. She didn't have to do the mugshot. She did it because she was trying to exert power over Donald Trump, power over Rudy Giuliani, power over John Eastman. Because if you understand the left, everything comes down to power. This is a very telling clip here. I want to play cut 155. This is affirmative action Joy Reid talking about how she's so glad that there were mugshots, but she insinuates here that what this really is about hatred of white people. She says it. And it's about revenge. She implies here, she doesn't say it outwardly, but she implies through little crumbs here or there that she's excited because Donald Trump was the figure of white America that she hates. At the base of some of the BLM energy, and maybe Big Fannie Willis, and maybe Joy, and definitely Joy Reid, is pathological anti-white hatred. Play cut 155.
And so to me, this is justice. The fact that Manhattan didn't give him a mugshot, I thought was offensive. I thought that the Fed said, we already know what he looks like. He was the president of the United States. Okay, offensive. Everyone else had to take him. This case, and I think Fannie Willis is a hero. She is a national hero because she, more than any prosecutor in this country, and I respect Jack Smith and I respect all the prosecutors that are doing this, she's the only one who said these wealthy, powerful, privileged men and women are just American citizens.
There is another part of the clip that where she says, when growing up, these were, I hated Donald Trump because he was the wealthy white guy. Play cut 154.
This is the buffooning of the American presidency. This should not be happening. So as a teenager living in New York, I've said it before, this is the reason I never watched The Apprentice. Yeah. I despised Donald Trump because he, to me, signified the rich white guy in Manhattan that absolutely hated and despised me. And so people like Giuliani and people like Trump persecuted black and brown people in New York. It's what they did for fun. It's what they did for pleasure. They enjoyed it. They enjoyed lording over people who had nothing and who Donald Trump lorded his everything over, and still people who looked like them put him in rap songs. It was an indignity to me that something I loved, a culture I love, would lionize that. And so to me, this is justice.
All right, Joy Reid, could you save us this whole, like, you grew up in the ghetto song? Your parents were college professors. You grew up in Colorado. Like, oh, yeah, that Donald Trump hated me. No, you hate white people. You said it. Signified the rich white person. You said you despised Donald Trump growing up, and then you immediately incorporate race. No one else is talking about race here, and you have to spin it into race. And again, stop this whole idea of like, I was an orphan child growing up. No, 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 you weren't. You grew up in an upper middle class household and your parents were college professors. And by the way, I bet you didn't hate Donald Trump growing up. I bet you were singing rap songs, drinking a pina colada poolside at Mar-a-Lago. More quoted in more black rap songs than any other person. You're just making this up. You're trying to add a racial element to this where it doesn't exist. But it is awfully revealing. Joy Reid previously also went on television. She said, Donald Trump is going to face demographic reality. What does that mean exactly? Demographic reality. It makes you wonder that how pathological, at least Fannie Willis, I don't know about, Jack Smith has his own stuff, but Fannie Willis and Joy Reid, how much anti-white sentiments are playing into this. It makes you wonder because she's saying it out loud. If you listen to my podcast for some time, you've heard me talk about these digestive enzymes called Maszymes from Bioptimizers. Maszymes are 100% plant-based, naturally derived enzymes that digest proteins, starches, sugars, fibers, and fats. And these have been a life changer for my digestion. For those who have never tried Maszymes, it is your chance, so listen up. You can score 10% on your discount on either 120 or 250 caps bottles of Maszymes. Just use promo code KIRK10. The challenge is very simple. Try Maszymes and see all the positive changes of enhanced digestion and nutrient absorption. If your digestion issues, gas, bloating, and fatigue after meals are not gone after you've taken a full bottle, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. To get your bottle of Maszymes right now, start the challenge. Go to Maszymes.com/Kirk or use coupon code KIRK10. They're a wonderful company. Check it out right now. Maszymes.com/Kirk. I use it and you should too. Promo code KIRK10. Joining us now is Donald Trump Jr. Don, thanks for taking time.
Charlie, good to be with you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, man. The most famous mugshot now in political history. Riff on that.
Listen, I think, and you know, I'll even discount for, you know, typical Trump hubris. I think it could go down as one of the most iconic photographs in the history of America. You know, I mean, especially in the digital age where it's so easily shared and adapted and otherwise, you know, frankly, I think Fannie Willis probably did herself a major disservice by putting this out there. You know, they think they're going to own Trump with it. And, you know, he's the most photographed person in the world, probably. So it was, again, probably totally unnecessary and intended to be vindictive. But I have a feeling that's going to backfire on them bigly, as a very intelligent man I know would say.
I think it is. And so, Don, what is remarkable to me, and I know our audience agrees, is how your father and you and the whole family, you guys do not give up. And it seems as if the resolve is only strengthening. You know, Don, you joke around the story when, you know, you went down the elevator before your father went down the escalator. He turned to you and he said, we're going to find out who our true friends are. That was 8 years ago, Don. And you guys are not showing any signs of breaking or surrender, regardless of them throwing everything they possibly can at you and your family.
No, it's 100% right. And more importantly, he was right with that one. I mean, we did find out who the real friends were. A lot of surprises in there. But the reality is the people who have been the true friends are actually the real American patriots, because they understand that if they can do this to Trump, they can do it to anyone. Someone who has a huge platform, an incredible following, billions of dollars. If they can do it to that guy, who can't they do it to? But more importantly, if they can and will do it to that guy, who won't they do it to? You know, there was that meme a couple of months ago, you know, in reality, they're after you, I'm just in the way.
Yep.
As it relates to Donald Trump. And I think people are starting to finally get that. They're starting to finally understand it. It's why with each indictment, you know, when people get indicted, they don't go up in the polls. But when it's so ridiculous, when it's so over the top, when the other side has overplayed their hand so badly, everyone's waking up to it, even those that have been sort of politically agnostic and sitting on the sidelines. So, you know, we have a country to fix, and there's only one guy that's going to actually do that.
So talk also, Don, about what happened at the Milwaukee debate. This is notable and important. You were given some guarantees that you would be able to speak to the media and talk about your father, the front runner by 50 points, but then something started to fall apart. What happened?
Yeah, I was I was blocked by security at the venue. They said, the executives at Fox News, that I couldn't, you know, go into the spin room. Now, you know, I get that they're airing it, but it's a Republican National Committee debate, and my father's leading by about 60 points. So, you know, you would think you'd actually be able to hear from that, or at least talk to the press, but I was blocked by security. But you know me, I was well enough known that even those with the directive were like, all right, we're not going to stop him. So I got in far enough into the room that, you know, a couple people noticed, started doing that. I did sort of my own press gaggle off to the side, but wasn't allowed on the cameras or anything. And it shows you what's going on even in mainstream media. You know,
yes,
Fox wants a puppet that they can instill in there. It's why they've been sort of, you know, fluffing Ron DeSantis for the last 2 years. But they realized, I think, based on the performance the other night at the debate, which was a disaster for him, he really needed a breakout.
Yes.
He likes to usurp and steal my father's line about a nation in decline because he's incapable of coming up with his own original thoughts. But the reality, his is a campaign in decline. He needed a breakout moment. He failed to deliver. He was destroyed in Vivek. And the only times he actually got applause was when he basically stole Trump campaign ideas, whether it's a nation in decline, whether it's using the military to fight the cartels. I mean, this is like web page, front page for the last 2 years. And, you know, he's coming up with it like it's a novel concept. It's really embarrassing for him. And it just shows, and as you and I have spoken about a lot, you know, there's a personality that was created online by influencers. They take a 5-second clip of Ron DeSantis and they say, oh, he's dunking on these guys. But once you see him for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you realize there is actually no personality there. And the image that's been out there, and the reason he was doing well, is totally fictitious. It's just totally been created. And as someone who spent, you know, weeks on the campaign trail trying to help him get elected in 18 with him, you know, as I told someone a long time ago, I go, don't worry, just wait. To get to know Ron DeSantis is to not like him. The American people are seeing that it's time to move on. It's time to start focusing on Joe Biden, which, amazingly enough, was something that was not actually covered at the debate. I'm sort of shocked.
Yeah,
not one person,
I totally agree,
how they're actually going to prosecute the case against Joe Biden to the American people, which, you know, seems like a big deal when you're running a presidential election, Charlie.
So a couple thoughts. First, Don, I don't want to, you know, tell this story if you don't want to, but I remember once you were doing an event at Trump Doral and you went like 5 minutes over and Governor DeSantis was the next speaker and he just left. He just left.
Well, I didn't even go 5 minutes over. He was running late.
That's
and so
right.
They told me to keep going. And as you know, unlike him, like, I can go impromptu. I'll do an hour. I'll do whatever. I actually had the same problem with Vice President Pence during the 2020 primaries. You know,
they were
late, so they told me to go on. The crowd started chanting 46 for me before I had a chance to start my introduction of him. And from that point on, they no longer wanted me to open for them, because that's the reality. It's all about them. It wasn't about, hey, if the crowd's into something, don't you want to, you know, give the American people what they want, and we're all on the same team trying to get to the same objective. That's the case. Yeah, I remember at that event where, you know, Ron DeSantis was there. He was late. They told me to wrap it up, so I took 2 minutes to wrap it up. But he saw the response from the crowd. He realized he wouldn't be able to get that. So rather than, you know, follow up probably a better act, he just left, even though he was slated to speak, and let down all those people. These are Florida residents. It was in Florida. It was in Miami. You know, there's a lot of hubris, and you can cover that up again with influencers for 6 months, but eventually you have to be the guy on the stage. He was the guy on the stage the other night. The problem is that wasn't the performance he wanted, and it certainly wasn't the performance he needed. It was exactly the opposite.
So Don, it looks as if your father has put on Truth Social. He won't do any debates, but I have to get some inside baseball here, Don, which we have not covered. Your father's back on Twitter. What's going on with this?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you were involved in this decision.
There's a component. I understand a lot of people are there. I think it's going to be an important thing, certainly politically. I think, you know, he'll do most of his stuff on Truth, but I think that was an important statement to make, like we discussed when we started off this conversation. I mean, that could be literally perhaps the most iconic photograph in the history of America, for, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not saying it's good, but I think it makes a statement as to the state of the country, the disaster that we're in. And so with his following and the natural following that's there, you know, I think it's pretty important. You know, there's platforms that hate my guts. I'm still on some of them. You know, and that may not necessarily be one of them, but we can't give up the ground. We can't bend the knee and just say, well, I'm just not going to play on those platforms. They have millions, and in many cases, hundreds of millions of people on those places. Even if I'm censored, even if I'm shut down, even if I have to work 10x harder to get the basic reach of an account with small followings, you know, I think sometimes we actually still have to play in those battlefields, and we can't just cede that ground.
I think that's right, and it will go down as one of the most powerful mugshots and tweets of all time. So Don, it looks as if no more debates here to Iowa. I think we got to wrap up this primary. The stakes are too high, and if there was nothing else, that debate shows that they're not ready for the big leagues, not ready for prime time. Don, wouldn't it be smarter to invest that money in ballot chasing, in early voting in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia? Governor DeSantis has not run a good campaign, but he would gain a lot of respect in me if he dropped out and spent his $110 million to help get Donald J. Trump elected and defeat the administrative
state. I agree. Listen, the move that he should have made, and this is the, you know, yesterday he was getting his photograph taken at the Field of Dreams with the stock, and it's like he's just not reading the moment. He doesn't have that right now. What would have been smart for him to do initially was say, hey, I'm going to be the campaign chairman. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to go around. I'm going to build up my national presence. I'm going to help you fundraise. And he'd be a shoo-in, you know, if you could at least develop personality with a little bit more experience. But that's not what happened. Instead, the consultants who knew they were never going to get hired by the Trump campaign said, you know, Jeff Rowe, I'm going to raise all this money for you. And they did. But they'd also taken, what is it, 83% of all the dollars running through their entities. You know, the guy will make $30 to $50 million this year. He's happy because he doesn't actually have an ideology. He just wants to make money. And that's, if he's a businessman, that's fine. But people have to be aware of that. But they're not ever going to even tell DeSantis it's time to like wrap it up or the smart thing to do for his political future, because it's actually a huge, huge grift. And that's, again, what Ron probably doesn't understand about all of this. There's all this money involved that they're telling him, oh, no, you got a chance. Like, let's hope that one of the indictments goes through. He had the easiest lockup for 2028 if he wanted to, and he just perhaps honed his skills over 4 years. I'm pretty new to politics, relatively speaking, to certainly to these people who are running for president and have done it for years. Like, it's not that hard, but you have to be real. You have to have some instinct. You have to be able to see through the BS, and he's missed all of those moments.
So this is going to be all the way now till November 2024 to keep the pace. How can people help most, Don? Obviously, chip in. You got these looming legal fights. But I have to say, Don, the fact how your family bends but does not break despite every possible onslaught, it's remarkable. Final thoughts, Don.
Well, listen, you know, obviously the donations help, but, you know, DonaldJTrump.com, people sometimes don't like going through WinRate if they're concerned about, you know, it's not usually a small dollar sort of type donation place, but you can go to MAGAInc.com. That's the super PAC. You know, people we know and trust, you know, run that. There's, you know, because of the FEC rules, and again, we wouldn't get the Hunter Biden treatment. You know, there's no coordination between the campaign and them, but those are people that we trust. So MAGA Inc.'s a great place, and that's just, you know, direct to people who are fighting for Donald Trump and all of that. I'll get you the information on the legal defense fund side of things as well. You know, a lot of places, but honestly, the biggest thing is for people to be involved, you know, become a poll watcher, especially, you know, if you're like willing to actually be aggressive enough to call out the nonsense, to spot it, you know, run for your school board, get involved in the game. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be bullied into a corner, into submission and into silence. We got to start talking. There's so many more people. They're just afraid to come out of their shell because of the consequences. But like, if all of those people did it, I would imagine it's actually going to be a large majority of the American people. We need to band together. We need to fight this stuff before it's too late. Because again, if they can do it to Trump, they'll do it to anyone, and they will. Right. They've shown that. They don't even pretend anymore. You know, Joe Biden sort of making, you know, snide jokes about it. This is the stuff that, you know, goes on in third world banana republics, but it's happening here at home. And if you think it's going to stop magically, you know, after Trump, you haven't been watching closely.
That's right. Donald Trump Jr., keep the fight. Thanks for taking time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
The left is realizing they've made a major mistake. MSNBC.com. This is one of the funniest headlines I have seen. Trump lovers are spinning his mugshot as a positive. Don't buy it. they wouldn't have to write this article if they realized that this thing was getting traction and was starting to hurt them. It's the ultimate of stop it, stop it, stop, 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 stop enjoying the thing that you're supposed to hate. You turn the suffering into joy, and the degenerate left all of a sudden is so confused. You see, they're very unhappy people. I've said this morning, some of these people on the left, they have deep-seated mental problems. They really do. And they try to solve their mental issues by harming conservatives. There's a lot of sadistic tendencies here. So this guy, who's a real sicko, Jahan Jones, says Trump's inner circle wants the world to think having his mugshot taken as a win for him, defying logic and just about everything we know about the man. You see, this guy is not overly bright. He doesn't understand the images of mugshots, the images of the symbol resonate fundamentally with the American people, understand the power of symbols and icons. They don't care. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Jimi Hendrix, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash. This idea of the American rebel makes it exciting. This is 2016 energy again. This is all of a sudden where you see new people that are not affiliated with politics. Donald Trump is the punk rock middle finger at you, F the system type candidate now. And they've created now this massive cultural icon. And these morons decided to all of a sudden give us the flag to wave. It is bad to indict them. It's bad to have in the culture. But then you all of a sudden have a we are visual beings. We literally are visual beings. So when you look at certain people, certain situations, when you think of the civil rights era, do you think of an op-ed? Or do you think about Martin Luther King and the massive crowds in front of the Washington Monument? When you think of World War II, do you think of some story you read? Or do you think of the flag over Iwo Jima? When you think of the Kennedy assassination, do you think of just reading some newspaper article? Or do you think of the Zapruder film of him in a convertible? They do not understand we the people. They do not understand the idea of martyrdom. At all. They hate him so much, they are throwing away all historical lessons of it's possible to reach too far. They decided that we do not want to have an election of Donald Trump v. whoever they put up. They're trying to solve this with handcuffs, perp walks, and all this other stuff, and now mugshots. And as an unintended consequence, and you see this, they're freaking out. They're like, oh boy. How do we rescind it? How do we get rid of it? You can't. Cat's out of the bag. You have created a larger than life phenomenon where even people who hate Donald Trump, hate him, are in full, like, this is too much. And by the way, it's front page of Politico.com. They had to run cover for this. Politico.com, new poll has bad news for Trump. A new Politico magazine pictures some prevailing political narratives against Trump indictments. They're all running cover for this. The base is galvanized like never before. Independents are saying this is totally and completely out of control. And we will get our time. We will do the perp walks and we will get Democrats in prison because eventually we will get people to wake up. The Democrats just made this mugshot a centerpiece, a center image. And they're so stupid. They underestimate the power of the visual. These are overly educated academics that think everything is just in academic papers and in journals. When in reality, the vast majority of people communicate through visuals far more effectively and a deeper, more fundamental level than just some longly worded New York Times op-ed about eliminating elections. But they're smarter than us, so they don't understand they're smarter than us. They're like, oh, who could actually be galvanized by an image? Dare I say, did they make mugshots great again? Do not give up. Do not give in. Things are starting to turn. I see it happening in real time. The bad guys are confused why we're so happy, joyful, and why we haven't given up. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.